reading some scripture for us this morning, my son Mark Phillips. And then we're going to sing a couple hymns and a psalm, and then we're going to get into the Word of God. So I'll turn this camera around. Say hello, everyone. Give them a wave. Okay. All right, Mark, go ahead.
Chapter 12, 1 through 6. Now about that time, the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. When he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, delivered him to the four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forward the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. The keepers before the door kept the prison.
Okay. A lot of persecution going on back then, wasn't there?
Yes.
I'm not a prophet, but I believe that we're going to see persecution in this country as we've never seen it before. Okay, the first hymn we're going to sing is 324, My Dream, My Dream. And I'll have Mark start that.
I sat by my Savior and looked on his face. 'Twas full of his glory and shining with grace. His smile was endearing, his touch so divine, his presence most cheering, the Savior of mine. I could not believe it, that one such as I could sit down with Jesus in glory on high. The poorest of mortals I felt on that hour, yet rich with my Savior, endued with his power. Oh, wonderful story, oh, could I still dream and rest with my Savior, my life's flowing stream.
Okay, the next one we're going to sing is Adoration. Adoration.
Lord, let me praise thee in the morning while the day is new. Let me praise the afternoon time and the evening too. Let me not forget to praise thee, for since on the cross they nailed thee, thy love has never failed me, and it never will. Lord, keep me with thee through life's journey, else I'll lonely be. Let me ever feel thy presence, keep me close to thee. Let me not forget this Jesus, that has never yet forgot us. He says he'll always love us, and I know he will. Lord, I must come to thee for comfort, to thee, Lord, alone. All that thee may do for others can for sin atone. Lord, we know that thou didst tell us that the poor are always with us, and that thy love is jealous. Let us love thee more.
Well, why don't we write across the page there on 326, sing John Newton's song, How Tedious and Tasteless the Hours.
How tedious and tasteless the hours, when Jesus no longer I see. Sweet prospects, sweet birds, and sweet flowers have all lost their sweetness to me. The midsummer sunshine's but dim. The fields strive in vain to look gay. But when I am happy within, December's as pleasant as May. His name yields the richest perfume, that's sweeter than music his voice. His presence disperses my gloom, and makes all within me rejoice. I should, were he always thus nigh, have nothing to wish or to fear. No mortal so happy as I, my summer would last all the year. Content with beholding his face, my all to his pleasure resigned. No changes of seasons or place would make any change in my mind. While blessed with the sense of his love, a palace, a toy would appear, and prisons would palaces prove, if Jesus would dwell with me. Dear Lord, if indeed I am thine, if thou art my sun and my song, say, why do I languish and pine, and why are my winters so long? Oh, drive these dark clouds from my sky, thy soul cheering presence restore, or take me unto thee on high, where winters and clouds are no more.
Well, I think we'll just have a little bit of a sing this morning before we go into the other part of our service, since we have a little bit of extra time. If you all have any other songs that you'd like to request for us to sing in the old school hymnal, we can do that. While you're looking, let's sing 143, Wonderful is His Name.
Lowly he came from the glory on high, here among men to live, suffer, and die. Rising he conquered the power of the grave. Now he is living, the sinner to save. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, for he shall save his people. Wonderful is his name. Sweet to my soul is that story of old. Never, oh, never a sweeter was told. Jesus Redeemer, there's no other name. Jesus my Savior, forever the same. Go and proclaim it in pity and love. Jesus the name, every other above. Tell it abroad o'er the land and the way. Tell of the Savior Almighty to save. Though at the moment for us to depart, shadows may gather and teardrops may start, then just to whisper that name in the ear lightens the darkness and banishes fear. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, for he shall save his people. Wonderful is his name.
You all have the true story in the front of your books. Why don't we sing that?
Looking back in history, we see events unfold. And the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It is not just a novel. No, the story is true. How God sent his son to die, to redeem his chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven, with the three in one, made provision for the sinner. Through his blood the work is done. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, scripture tells us that he was slain. in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined, yes, it was his master plan. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with the three in one make provision for the sinner. Through his blood the work is done.
147, Sweet Rivers. I like that song.
I do too.
Sweet rivers of redeeming love lie just before mine eyes. Had I the pinions of the dove, I to those rivers rise. I'd rise superior to my fame, with joy outstrip the wind, and cross old Jordan's stormy main, and leave this world behind. While I'm in prison here below, in anguish, pain, and smart, oftentimes my troubles I forego, while love surrounds my heart. In darkest shadows of the night, faith mounts the upper sky. I then behold my heart's delight, and could rejoice to die. I view the monster death and smile, for he has lost his sting. And Satan trembles all the while, triumphant I can sing. I hold my Savior in my arms, and will not let him go. I'm so delighted with his charms, no other good I know. A few more days of years at most, my troubles will be o'er, and I shall join the heavenly host on Canaan's peaceful shore. My happy soul will drink and feast on love's unbounded sea. The glorious hope of endless rest is pleasing news to me.
Any other selections?
She said 339.
339. 339.
When sorrows encompass me round, and many distresses I see, astonished I cry, can a mortal be found surrounded with trouble like me? Few seasons of peace I enjoy, and they are succeeded by pain. If ever a moments of praise I employ, I have hours and days to complain. Oh, when will my sorrows subside? Oh, when will my suffering cease? Oh, when to the bosom of Christ be conveyed in mansions of glory and bliss? May I be prepared for that day when Jesus shall bid me remove, that I may in rapture go shouting away to the arms of my heavenly love. My spirit to glory conveyed, my body laid low in the ground, I wish not a tear at my grave to be shed, let all join in shouting around.
Blessed hope.
You want to start that? Blessed hope with an anchor of safety, it points over an index of love, Saying, children of sorrow and sadness, there's a home with the blessed above. Blessed hope, sure and steadfast, anchor of the soul, guiding through the veil to the heavenly home. When we're pining in sickness and anguish, and the sweetness of friendship is riven, hope is whispering in accents of gladness, there's a home with the blessed in heaven. Though the cross may be heavy to carry, though severe be the chastening rod, hope is telling of rest for the weary, and a home with the blessed of God. Blessed hope be our constant companion, ever shield from the chill of despair, pointing upward to mansions of glory, which the Savior has gone to prepare. Blessed hope, sure and steadfast, anchor of the soul, guiding through the veil to the heavenly goal.
That's a real good song.
Yes, that is a good song. There's a lot of good songs in there. Mm-hmm. How about 187? 187.
That's one of my favorites, though. Blessed hope.
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah.
The Lord my precious shepherd is, I am his little sheep. He leads me to the pasture tree, beside the waters deep. In righteous paths he leadeth me, lest I should go astray. Restore, O Lord, makes me glad. I praise him day by day. Though through the shades of death I walk, the valleys dark and drear, his rod hath to comfort me, for he is always near. My head with oil he does anoint, my cup runs o'er with joy. The feast my Lord prepares for me, my foes cannot destroy. Goodness and mercy follow me, their joys I cannot tell. They comfort me and give me hope that in his house I'll dwell. I want to praise him while I live, because he loved me so. And rising to that glory world, a perfect praise I'll know.
Have any other ones?
No. Yeah, I do. 186, Come On You Morning Pilgrims.
186.
I like that song too often.
186.
Often I like that song too.
186. Yeah, you want to start that?
Come on, ye morning pilgrims, here we're bound for Canaan's land. Take courage and fight valiantly, steadfast with sword in hand. Our captain's gone before us, our Father's holy Son. Then, pilgrims dear, pray do not fear, but let us follow on. We have a howling wilderness to Canaan's happy shore, a land of dirt and pits and snares where chilling winds do roar. But Jesus will be with us and guard us on the way. Though enemies examine us, he'll teach us what to say. Sweet rivers of salvation all through Canaan's land to roll. The beams of day bring glittering scenes, illuminate the soul. I see bright clouds of glory above the field so wide, and gentle gales that bear my soul to Jesus, my delight.
Two sixty-three.
That's a modern question. Okay. 263. We are past I am a stranger here below. Okay. You want to start that, Mark?
I am a stranger here below, and what I am, 'tis hard to know. I am so wild, so full of sin. I fear that I'm not born again. When I experience call to mind, my understanding is so blind. All feelings then seems to be gone, which makes me fear that I am wrong. I find myself out of the way. My thoughts are off and gone astray. Like one alone I seem to be. Oh, is there anyone like me? It's seldom I can ever see myself as I would wish to be. What I desire I can't attain. From what I hate I can't refrain. My nature is so prone to sin, which makes my duty so unclean, that when I count up all the cost, without free grace I know I'm lost.
Well,
267.
267.
Humble souls who seek salvation.
Okay.
Humble souls who seek salvation through the Lamb's redeeming blood. Hear the voice of revelation. Tread the path that Jesus trod. Follow him, your only Savior. In his mighty name confide. In the whole of your behavior, own him as your sovereign guide. Hear the blessed Redeemer calls you. Listen to his gracious voice. Dread no ill that can befall you, while you make his way his choice. Jesus says, let each believer be baptized in my name. He himself in Jordan's river was immersed beneath the stream.
My last one is 266, the charity.
266, go ahead.
Love is the greatest thing this world has ever known. It fits us for God's service here and leads us near home. Without love's preaching's vain, religion's just a show. Trees have here only cumbered ground, on which no fruit will grow. Though we should give our goods to feed and clothe the poor, it could not save us from our sin, nor open heaven's door. And though our bodies burn in human sacrifice, this never could atone for sin. Jesus must pay the price. Love makes us suffer long, and not to seek our own. Helps us to act as Christians should, and imitate God's Son. Our faith and hope will end when heaven we shall see. But charity will still live on in all eternity.
Well, we're going to sing a song, and then I think I mentioned yesterday we're going to be partaking of the service. I call it the service of remembrance, remembering perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross for us. And so we'll be taking of the wine, which is a symbolic of the blood of Christ that he shed for us. and we're going to be partaking of the bread, which is symbolic, a memory of his body who was broken for us. So we will be looking back to the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary and his perfect sacrifice for our sins this morning. This is 102A, Psalm 102A, page 53.
To this my prayer, O listen, Lord, and let my cry for help reach you. In day of grief, hide not your face, your listening ear toward me, O bend. The day I call, your answer sent. For all my days go up in smoke, and like a hearth my bones are burned. Like grass my heart is crunched and dried. I daily food forgotten need. My skin and bones together cleave. With sighs and groans my frame resounds. I'm like a wilderness pelican, or like out in desert waste, I lie awake as on the roof, a sparrow stands alone aloof. All days my foes their taunts repeat, those filled with anger curse my name. I food with tears and anxious mix, for you and me in anger frown. You raise me up to throw me down, an evening shadow o'er my days. Like grass I wither soon away, but you, Lord,